I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
Earlier this month, some college students netted and released one of the largest lake sturgeons in Wisconsin history. I'll tell you more about this incredible fish that's still swimming in Badger State waters when we return. But first,
there are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back. UW Green Bay graduate Jacob Hoffman of Coleman first started fishing with his dad as a small boy years ago on the Peshtigo River. More recently, he's turned that love of all things finned into important research on the Fox River in De Pere. A grad student working in the Green Bay Aquatic Ecology and Fisheries Laboratory, Hoffman is working with Wisconsin's largest and oldest fish species, the lake sturgeon. Earlier this month in the Fox River, Hoffman used a very large net to corral spawning sturgeon. This spring, they caught a 90-inch specimen, the largest they've ever documented. Hoffman and his team estimate that the fish is over 100 years old and weighed nearly 260 pounds. The team caught several other sturgeon that were almost as big, in that 85-inch range. Hoffman said that handling the fish is humbling and challenging. Quote, they are incredibly powerful. Moments like these really underscore how special this species is and why protecting their habitat matters. Stephen Tucker, a fisheries ecologist at the University of Illinois, is assisting with the research into these incredible fish.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.